Colossians chapter 3. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above in heaven, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. So when you're baptized, you go under the water, that's like death with Jesus. You come up out of the water, that's like resurrection. And then he's saying that, well, what did Jesus do when he was resurrected? He went to heaven. Now, we don't go to heaven literally after we're baptized, but he's saying that our hearts should be on heavenly things. Set your affection on things which are above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, your members which are still upon this earth. Uncleanness, fornication, uncontrolled lust, covetousness, which is all idolatry, because of which the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. And you also walked in that way at one time when you lived amongst them, but now also put away all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, dirty communications out of your mouth. We live in a world where people think nothing of using bad words, swearing, taking God's name in vain. Don't lie to one another. And increasingly, it seems okay to tell lies. We shouldn't be like that. Don't lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with all his works and have put on the new man. That's Jesus, who is made new in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So we are to be like little copies of Jesus. And so the golden rule all the time is, what would Jesus do? In him, there is neither Gentile or Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, Scythian, barbarian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. So then, as the chosen of God, put on, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility of mind, meekness, patience, being patient with one another and forgiving one another, if anybody has a quarrel against you. Even as Christ forgave you, so also you should forgive. Now, Jesus forgave and forgives, not just because we repent, but because he simply loves us. So we are to forgive even if the other person has not said sorry or repented. And as we have been forgiven, that is how we are to forgive. And if we don't forgive, then that is how we will be treated. So this matter is really important. And above all these things, put on love, which is the sign of maturity. So in the end, love is the highest. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be thankful. Now to be grateful, and to remember to thank God for everything, not just for food regularly, but in our lives, see something nice, experience something nice, have something nice, to thank God. And let the word of Christ live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and building each other up in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So you see, this is the essence of Christianity, that we should be spiritually minded, that we should talk to ourselves in spiritual terms. And that's why singing spiritual songs is really important, because songs are the kind of things that go round in your mind. And if the songs that are going round in your mind are full of bad language and worldly thinking and aggression, well, that's how you will be. Whereas if the songs going round in our minds are spiritual songs, as he calls them here, then we will have the word of Jesus in our hearts. So the role of music and songs and what we listen to is really quite important.